when all of the palm branches have dried up, when voices have gone hoarse from too much shouting, when the bread and wine are gone and the water has run dry, when friends have betrayed friends, we find ourselves at the foot of the cross, where the broken expectations of who Jesus was supposed to be meet their match in death, and all is brought into darkness. It is finished. It is finished. Life is over. And yet we call today good. Why is it good? Is it because Jesus died to save us from our sins? Yes, maybe, but not because God is so angry with us that someone needed to die, and not because God is some sort of divine accountant recording each and every one of our sins on a list so big that the only way to settle the score is for Jesus to die and wipe out our sin list. No. It is finished does not mean that there is an angry God now appeased, or the divine credit card bill with a debt we could never pay is cleared. If we think of God like that, it's too easy to think of God as someone removed from our humanity, that Jesus was a better human than all of us. And I think in doing that, we miss the point. God isn't up on some cloud watching over us, watching the cross to make sure that Jesus goes through with it. Because today, Good Friday, God is on the cross. God is on the cross with the weight of the whole world resting on God's shoulders. Jesus died following the will of God, yes, but not because of God's anger, but because in dying, Jesus exposed the evil at the heart of all human kingdoms, ancient and modern. He died because he brought love and freedom. And that's what the empire always fears. Because in Christ crucified, God says to us, pay attention. This is where your human value system, your greed, your individualism, selfishness, your arrogance and violence, this is where it leads. It leads to suffering. It leads to shame. I, your God, am not going to affirm this value system. I'm going to reject it and step outside of it. I'm going to reject it so much that I'm not going to even lift a finger in my defense to prevent you from inflicting violence on me. Because my kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said it to Pilate, if my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. And here, it's important for us to note that it's not the whole Jewish people that our gospel is referring to. As our prayer book reminds us, it's particular individuals, not the whole Jewish people. And that insofar as we ourselves turn against Christ, we are included in that group. And to generalize it to a whole people is anti-Semitism and not of God. If my kingdom were from this world, Jesus says, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over, to keep me from being handed over to those who wish to control and marginalize any of God's beloved children, to keep me from being handed over to those who inflict suffering rather than risk their own comfort, to keep me from being handed over. But my kingdom is not of this world. Instead of resisting, I'll allow you to inflict your pain and torture so that you can see who God really is. Not a God of power and might. Not a distant God who dwells in the clouds hurling angry bolts of lightning. But an immanent God, an incarnate God, a God who walks with us and talks with us. God who eats and drinks with us, who breathes with us, laughs and cries, and mourns and rejoices with us. A God who loves each and every one of us so perfectly that he's willing to die with us, to show us where and to whom this journey really leads. On Good Friday, God shows us another way to live in this world, the way of peace and mercy, nonviolence, and forgiveness, the way of pure and total self-giving love. Yes, Jesus died to save us from our sins. Jesus dies to save us from ourselves. Yes, Jesus dies, and God loves and forgives us still. Amen.